CliffCentral.com.
Live on a Friday morning, CliffCentral.com. Here's Bulelo, here's me, here's Ben Karpinski. Yes, Ben, who had a birthday yesterday. He's still wearing the glasses from his eye operation. But I saw yesterday, when I saw Ben for his birthday in the afternoon, you can actually uncover your eyes, and they're not as painful, right? They're not as bad.
Much better, Gareth.
Oh, good.
I'm doing so much better. I'm on the lighter tint of glasses, as you can notice here.
Yes.
That's just to take the edge off. But also because I can't stare at the screen for too long, so having the glasses on now, you don't see my Stevie Wonder eyes going to more comfortable places.
Where did you get those glasses from? They're horrible.
These are great. I wear these for golf.
Oh, okay. How many pairs of sunglasses do you have? Are you like Elton John? You have a whole room just full of sunglasses?
I've got four pairs, but most of them are, I've got like one pair that's like civilian and the rest are sporting.
Okay. Bulelo, have you got a whole bunch as well?
No, just two. One sporting, one for the good times. Just bought a new pair yesterday, actually, prescription. So,
oh, very good.
Taking it to another level.
Oh, very
good. Good times, Haven, Bulelo.
Good times.
So, Bulelo, were you reviewing Rusks yesterday?
The day before.
Not reviewing Rusks.
No, we were talking.
I was doing a PSA, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. But like, what next? Like, what's your favorite breakfast cereal? Like, what's your favorite thing on the Roman's pizza menu?
Listen, if shitheads are doing shakes, which shakes are the best for getting the biggest glutes?
I feel like
I'm staying true to living in the northern suburbs.
No, sure. But I mean, a shake is a functional thing that you add to a good diet. So Rusk is just a vanity object.
Okay. Well, you're sick.
Yeah.
Rusk is a must have in every civilized kitchen on earth, actually, Ben. So let me stop you right there before you get disrespectful.
All right. All right, comfort eater. That's okay.
All you have to do is go. Whenever you see people eating like huge boxes of Rusks. Anyway, no, we did have a Rusk discussion. I still have to go and buy those ones that Bulelo swears by, but I'll check them out. Maybe over the weekend, I'll go and get some. We can do a proper
Speaking of Rusks, where's Leanne?
Yeah, I know. Where is she? What's she up there? You think she's I always wonder that she made it through the night. You know, that's my biggest concern.
No, we all do, but I also believe that there's someone who lives like on her property or house that just prods her with a stick, but they do it subtly as to not make a big thing about it. Because I can't imagine Leanne waking up gracefully because it never doesn't seem normal.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so you turned 4-0 yesterday, Ben.
Yeah, I felt good about it too. Normally, like I don't like adult birthdays because I don't think there's any achievement in your being a birthday. Some people go, "Oh, congrats, it's your birthday." It's like I didn't do anything; I just woke up.
Yeah,
but yesterday I felt an achievement because it was a culmination of a lot of things, and yeah, to get to 40, a lot of people don't get to 40.
No,
for a lot of reasons.
Your brother
didn't get to 40. Some guy tried to shoot me.
I remember that. But your brother made a speech, a very brief speech yesterday. You've got two brothers. One of them is the middle one, and you're the last. And then your eldest brother was there. And your middle brother made a speech, and he said, "You know, it's quite something that our parents had four kids, and we've all survived to adulthood." And I said to him, and I shouted out loud, I was like, "What? This is not the Middle Ages where like your children get carried away by vultures and harpies, you know? It's pretty normal for most people's kids to survive to adulthood these days. We're not living in, you know, starvation or through the, oh, poor, the youngest of your litter was, your youngest of your brood was stolen away by wild animals. Oh, and the plague. Oh, and the pestilence." So you made it.
Yeah, but we've got different problems like drunk drivers.
Yeah, that's true. And shootings.
And people who shoot guns. Mm. Yeah, so Gareth, that was cool. Like it was a milestone that I'm happy to kind of get to. It's because like I think you become so much smarter with things in life, which is so nice. I'm not going to get into like a self-help speech here, but it's cool when things fall into place and people that you like are still in your life and are still nice to you.
Well,
they're very nice to me.
I really
appreciate that.
And you have nice friends and you do like your family and you do like your cats and you know, you've got a good life. And plus you're in better condition, I reckon, now at 40 than you were at 30.
Yeah, well, probably ever, because I'm just doing better things, smarter things. Like, you can always have better abs, you can have better muscles, but it's what you do with that. I know, like, back when I used to live in Cape Town, you know, my brother and I used to have these stupid fitness challenges from time to time, and everyone thought they looked ripped. And I look back at the photos, like, you guys all look like dumbasses. Like, all you're doing, you've just got like a little bit of definition in the tan. You think you're heroes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot more to it than that.
I remember I said to someone when I was 37, I was like, I'm entering the prime of my life now, between now and let's say 50, where I'm reaching best possible value in terms of, like, if I were pulled off the shelf by some prospective wife or an employer or a business partner or, you know, just your friends generally around you. Like, I'm about to reach, it was the people I used to work for at 5FM. I was like, we had a lunch and they were talking about, well, what are your plans for the future? These two slobs who ran the station. And I remember I said to them, what are you talking about? Like, I'm 37 now. I'm about to get into the best years ever. I'm as a man, this is like prime property. And I'm as happy as can be about that. It's exciting. Oh, hey, Leanne. Someone prod you with a stick?
Yeah. Once it went to the ass, and I really want that.
So anyway, I said this to them, and they were like, because you could see they'd already given up on life, and they were heading towards an early grave. You know, maybe one of them, maybe both of them are dead. I don't know. I haven't kept up, but I don't understand how people kind of don't see the advantages of, because as you know, the curve goes, well, it's not even a curve. It's like it's a bit of a straight line. You can influence it slightly up or down, but you have youth and vitality in the beginning of your life, and that slowly tapers off, you know, especially as you get towards like Betty White age. She's 99. She's turning 100 in 3 months' time, and they better look after her. She's got to make 100.
Wow.
But on the other side, you get wisdom and gravity and reason and a general understanding of the world, and like somewhere in the middle, somewhere around 40 and maybe even a little bit older than that, the two overlap at the best possible ratio where you are half and half. You still got the energy to take on big projects. You still got the energy to take on new exciting adventures and that kind of thing. But you also have a lot of wisdom and sensibility. So you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You're not going to, like, you know, go and do things that are obviously dangerous with very little reward. And I think that's a good place to be. Ben turned 40 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of considering.
Congratulations.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, because I was kind of considering, like, you were to think of what's the prime of your life. Like, what is it? Because we always think that it's your 20s because you're so young and virile. Yeah. But, like, if you look at primes, like, if you're a sprinter, your prime is going to be at a younger age because you need explosive, fast twitch muscles and those kind of things.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it all depends on your goals in life, because you can hit your prime in like your 70s because you've got wisdom and you've got time. Like, you've got time to do stuff. Like, if your prime is to understand the bird calls of Southern Africa,
yes,
70 could be that age.
Right.
Because you're conditioned for that task. Like, if my prime is to run a sub 100 meters in like 11 seconds,
sure.
Now it's probably not my prime. It would have been 10 years ago. So I think there's like genetics and all those kind of things at play, but you can also manufacture primes. I think that's what makes people just so disappointing when they give up on themselves, because you can do other things.
Yeah. Hey, Busted Sana wants to know, is your hair darker, Leanne?
Yes. Oh, so this is my natural hair color, talking about being 40.
Mm-hmm.
I cut out all of the highlights.
Oh, wow.
And this is what it is now.
All right.
So it looks very dark this morning, but it's in the light that I'm in. But it's kind of a dark, very dark blonde.
It's a good color. People are picking up on it. Nice.
Oh, and 10% gray.
Oh, you got some gray in there.
10%. Yeah. Mm. I asked my brother for his honest, because, you know, you can't really see it yourself.
Mm.
But I watch their faces when they look, and they go, oh. So the other day I said, just be honest and tell me what percent.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, okay, seriously, like 10%.
Okay. Well, so, yeah. Listen, he's not gonna lie to you. You two pretty honest with each other. But yeah, it was nice, Ben, to kind of also see, you know, your brothers are both also like neither of them is really kind of in their prime yet. Everybody's got lots to live for. It's exciting, man. It's exciting. It's a good time to be alive. We're lucky to be around it.
I would say both of them are past their prime, but they're doing all right.
That's not very nice. Okay, so here are a couple of things that I picked up this morning on social media that might be interesting to just discuss. And if they're boring, we don't have to, but I thought they might be interesting for us to look at. These are from one of the accounts I follow. It's called Psychology Today or something. So here's the one. Psychology facts. The more sexually attractive you find someone, the more difficult it becomes to lie to them. You reckon that's true?
Wow.
I don't know. Because I think you're trying to get their attention. Yeah.
That's the opposite.
So you reckon the more sexually attracted you find someone, the more you will lie to them?
Yeah, because most of us are annoying dickheads, and you've got to convince this other person who you innately feel is out of your league generally.
I don't
know. Yeah, sometimes you're decent.
You're trying to make the best version of yourself available to them.
It's funny. I do agree with that point. Like, I've found myself having far more meaningful conversations when I'm attracted to somebody. If I'm not attracted to someone, I breeze over I'm very good at pretending I'm interested, even though I'm not.
Yeah, but there's like general attraction or straight out sexual attraction, because there's also a difference between that.
Sure. Well, this.
Yeah, I think we're overthinking this.
It does say the more sexually attractive you find someone, the more difficult it becomes to lie to them. So whether or not that's true, I mean, it's probably, you know, they're not going to post this kind of thing. They don't seem like a bullshit account. Second thing they said was, seeing someone you love with their hair wet makes you more attracted. Do you think that's true?
That's funny.
It's one of those things you never think about, but I cannot say no to that.
I think that's true.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. That's
it's so weird.
If you see someone...
I don't know if it's the same for guys, you know... So, I don't know. A guy with his hair wet isn't very different to a guy with his hair dry. It's not a dramatic change, but with girls in general, it is.
There's a reason that they have the Bond girls all come out of the sea, you know, with their hair wet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason they do that.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Well, people see you 20% more attractive than you think you are.
Oh, then I'm 120%, baby.
Woo! I think that's right. I mean, I love it. That'll give me an extra 20% that I didn't know I had.
Yeah. 'Cause
I seriously, I wouldn't call it a body dysmorphia, and we've been over this a million times. But I do look in the mirror, and I do feel like I should be much more attractive than I am, right? I feel like it's some kind of I raise my fist to the heavens, like, you know, God damn you, I should be better looking kind of thing. But if that's true, then
there
I'm
is
happy.
A name for it.
Then I'll take it. What?
No, I don't know what it is, but it'll happen in the future. There'll be a label for that.
Oh, well, sure.
Not liking how you look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. And they'll say it's thinking
that you should be more attractive than you are.
Yeah.
Well, let's make a name for it now. Let's call it the Cliffshausen syndrome.
Cliffshausen syndrome. I like that. Because they'll medicate it eventually.
More like Cliffshitzen.
Yeah, the Cliffshitzen syndrome. There we go. Because it's me and I'm the Shitzen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So there will be a time. You're right, Leanne. That's the funny thing, is like everything becomes medical these days, right? If you wake up and you're in a bad mood, it's like bad mooditis that you've woken up with this morning. There's some psychiatrist or there's some crystal healer or someone somewhere who's going to say, well, I would prescribe this and that and that for when you wake up in a bad mood. Even though it's just called, the whole condition is called being human. But there's, you know, they're gonna find a way to make it medical.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Everything is made medical so they can make a product to sell.
Correct.
There's something else happening at the moment that applies to.
But But this, I mean, people see you 20% more attractive than you think you are. I hope that's true, because then it gives us all an extra 20% we didn't know we had. That's like, you know, if you got
it's like the nuances, though.
Wake up for that.
If you got an extra 20% on every exam you wrote at school or in university, or every job evaluation,
or on your salary,
even on your salary, Jesus, you'd be thrilled. 20%, fuck, that's a good number. I'll take it, thank you.
But I also think it's a great placebo thing. So if you walk out the door thinking that, okay, Hopkins, I know you want to go out. Fuck. But it's like a really cool placebo thing to think that everyone wants that 20% in there. But it's also quite nuanced. Like if you are annoying, or if you eat like badly, or you just got BO or something, there's all these little things that trip you up as a human. So I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not more attracted to people than I think I am. There's certain people I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Like one or two. But,
okay,
yeah,
so what is the one thing that immediately subtracts a huge percentage of someone's attractiveness? You mentioned BO, or people who eat badly. And by eat badly, I suppose you mean like they chew their food loudly.
Thanks, Ben. Whatever.
Yeah. Or they've just got a jaw that seems like it needs Q20. Yeah.
like Damon, when we were all eating the same muffins, and I said, exactly. Does yours have nuts in it?
Yeah, I can't stand it when people make too many mouth noises. You know, like those ASMR type noises. I couldn't watch that shit. There's no way I could do that stuff. It's horrible, right? BO is a big problem. But there are some people who have really bad BO, and there's some people who it's not as terrible if they're just a little bit sweaty, if you know what I mean, because they're not smelly. They're just a bit sweaty. Does that make sense?
Fair enough.
I don't know if it's because we've been kind of isolated a little bit, but I haven't walked past somebody in a while where I've actually held my breath or like delayed inhaling.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, that's all time of year. I mean, you'll get a good couple of whiffs now in December if you stay around people.
Well, this is interesting. So bad teeth are the things that put Annette off the most. Yeah.
Yes. I think that also leads to smelliness.
Yes.
I kind of like bad teeth.
I've
always had a thing with teeth.
Really?
Like British guys, Leanne?
Yeah.
You mean like British guys with the funky...
It's the Brit in me. It's definitely the Brit in me in my genetics. And it started off really young. I remember the first guy I kissed had braces, and I kissed him because he had braces.
What?
I love grills. Oh, totally into grills.
You're into a grill? Yeah.
Into what?
You're into a grill. That's hilarious.
Who has grills? Like Lil Wayne kind of.
I've never seen someone in life with a grill.
Aren't grills, grills like a thing of the past? Do people still get those?
No, there's a new world now, Gareth. The hip hop game and the new money's changed things. So there's a diamond grill now. Once they, some guys get a diamond grill permanently put on because they say, I want to have all my drinks on ice. Oh, so they have diamonds in their grill. All my drinks on ice. That's what they say.
Good, yeah, good, I'm for all for that.
It's the most common thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard common things before.
Yeah. Good for shooting.
It's so weird. It's.
So,
wow,
all right.
That is weird, Leon.
Melissa says, smoking for me, you can be drop dead gorgeous, but meh. Peter says,
it's a non-starter.
Dirty nails are something that he can't handle. Yeah, that's also a good one. Here's a funny one. This is from B. B says, I've always been a swimmer, and if a guy swam funny, I was totally put off. You swim badly. That's hilarious. Now, Michael says they can moan during sex, but in between, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no.
Tracy says lip smacking, chewing gum sounds, that bitter body odor smell. Basit Sana says there are those who shower themselves with cologne and or perfume. Yeah, if you overdo cologne or perfume, that's horrendous too. You know, those people, you can smell them walk in from a mile away. Oh, and then when they leave the room, it lingers a whole long time when they're gone.
So some people carry their perfume in their bag like that. I don't know if you've ever been around someone where you disappear for a little bit. Mm-hmm. They've just spritzed it a little bit, and now we're back at I have to.
This is a good one. Chinchilla says grumpiness is a total turnoff. Yeah.
Yes.
I must tell you, that's a really special observation by Chinchilla. I do not like a grumpy, miserable, sour, prune-faced person. Girl, guy, it doesn't matter. Those are the you could see them. You could sense their energy across the room, and you stay the hell away from them if you know what's good for you.
Worst. You know what the worst version of grumpy is? So in my case, it would be when your friend's girlfriend is the wet blanket, because now you can't say anything and you really want to hang out with your mate.
Yeah.
But now she's going to be there and everything's terrible when she's there.
Ugh. Oh, that's horrible.
Everything.
Yeah. Ugly or dirty feet. Dirty feet. That's bad, right? Gale force.
Dirty feet. Oh.
Dirty feet. That's horrendous. Someone who farts.
Yeah, that's just a sign of not caring.
Someone who farts while you're confessing your passion for them is a bit of a turnoff, says Michael.
I'd say.
That's very specific, Michael. That's a very specific issue you got there.
Yeah, that's I personally find that hilarious.
That's something that happened to Michael, clearly. I mean, he's got personal experience of it. There's no way that just, you know, popped into his head. That's something that's actually happened.
Do you see what Patrick says?
Patrick says, I can't stand the smell of chloroform. It puts me to sleep. Carl says, I'm the most grumpy cunt I know, and my wife is gorgeous. Also, tiny penis and not much money. So that's not the reason she's with me. Weird. Right? I mean, that's quite a...
She's like...
Yeah.
Soft away.
Okay.
What do you have going for you?
Sure. I mean, Carl, that's... Yeah, you're not exactly doing a good selling job here. I'm trying to figure that out. I tossed a car's air freshener.
Ben, please let Meowza out.
It's Hopkins. He runs away. I've got to supervise him. Okay. But he's being extra edgy.
He's like
I let him out.
He's like your special needs cat.
No, he's very cool. But I had a collar, and the agreement was if you wear your collar, you can go outside. Because then at least if you do run away, no one thinks you're feral. And then the little fucking dipshit comes back, no collar, dirty feet, but he was purring. So maybe got his leg over.
Okay.
I don't know if he leg overs though, because he had his stuff chopped off.
I'm sure that they still do. You know, it's like those eunuchs in the imperial palace in China. Even if they didn't have sex because they'd had their bollocks chopped off, those eunuchs were still hugely manipulative and Machiavellian, and they would always get involved in intrigues and things and try to, make things work out their way. So they became crafty in other ways. It wasn't always about just sex. I sometimes wonder, and this is kind of related to something Ben brought up the other day.
I'd love to be in your head for one day.
Me?
I mean, what analogy have you just drawn?
So Ben just spoke about his cat having his bollocks cut off.
I know, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, so again, this leads me to this conclusion. So Ben was talking the other day about zero masturbation and how that's probably good for you, or rather no porn. There's got to be a part of you that wonders sometimes, if you could cut out all sexual attraction, like let's say you were just an automaton who was not sexually interested in another human being. Imagine all that energy that you spend trying to get laid, or certainly that you spent in your 20s and 30s maybe, trying to get laid. And that's all that you did, right? You were just basically chasing sex the whole time. If you think about how you could have maybe channeled that energy into something more productive, how much happier or more successful you might be. But at the same time, it's such an important part of life that you might have missed out on things.
Yeah, it's important to chase sex because it makes you understand what failure is. But yeah, if you, like the saying goes, you put someone to task.
Yeah.
You put someone to task and they have a purpose. Then you can achieve so many different things. But look at Hopkins. He just wants to go outside because he wants to run around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at this kind of quandary now, which is a horrible, boring conclusion to where my part in the show today. But testosterone keeps you young and keeps you healthy. He's got no balls. So how does he get his testosterone? It's from going out and like killing birds and lizards. So unless I allow him to be wild, he'll live less. But if I let him out, he might run across the road and get ridden over by a truck. So it's a real catch-22.
No, that's the whole thing. outdoor cats, their average lifespan is 6 years. All of my cats are outdoor.
Like 14, 15.
Well, that's the thing. But because of accidents and being run over and, you know, being killed by a dog or a car, that their lifespan is about 6 years. So...
Well,
he's doing well.
Heinz says Ben looks like a motorbike speed cop with those glasses on.
Ben, I am struggling to take you seriously with those glasses on. It's
really fine over there.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, for 30 seconds, I'll do that.
There's the thirst trap. There's the 40-year-old thirst trap we know and love.
All right, Basitsana says, speaking of sex, at what age do men stop feeling horny? I have a 70-year-old who's trying to get up in my business. Yes, sus, Basitsana.
They don't stop. If you could wank off a guy on his deathbed, he'd still be happy. They don't stop. My gran phoned my mom the once.
Oh, my God.
And said, thank God it's finally over. And I think he was 89.
Oh, really? He'd stopped trying to hump her?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But that's exactly what happens in old age homes, apparently, because they got no inhibitions at all. They're like, there's not even any talk. They just start humping each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, old age homes are apparently like really, there's a lot of undercurrent there that we don't see when we go and visit our old people there. And I mean, I don't go because all my grandparents did me the favor of being dead. But if I did have old people in my life, I'd have to go and visit them at the old age home. Apparently these old age homes, and I have, you know, I've been to them because I've done like charity stuff there or whatever. And, yeah, it looks like these sweet old people, and they move slowly down the corridors, and they all get together and play games and card games and shit in the lounge area, and they go out and sun themselves a little bit in the fresh air outside, and you know, it looks like it's all very civilized and people behave themselves. Apparently, though, old age homes are dens of iniquity. There are things going on in old age homes that you cannot imagine. There's certain old men who are like scoring three of the old ladies at once. There's certain old ladies who leave their doors open and unlocked on purpose because they want one of the old men to walk in. There are old men hitting on the nurses. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a whole thing. This is what someone
but
told
also,
me who works
also,
in one of them.
Drugs are a thing as well. You know,
in our
youth, we're so scared of becoming addicted and ruining our lives. And when you
care.
Get older, it's like,
bring it on.
Just bring it on.
Yeah. I think that that's actually not a bad way to go. Like, if you're in an old age home, wouldn't you rather be high as a kite?
Yeah, I'm pumping Gladys daily. Yeah.
You hear a feeble knock at the door. Yeah. Like the last couple of breaths of air she's got for that
come
long.
In.
Hello, I'm here at the door.
Okay, Glad, come in. Gladys wheels herself
in. It's such a horrible thing thinking about old people have sex. Like, I often don't think about other people having sex. So I think it's weird, but old people. It's
old
like,
people, yeah.
It's like they're not made for it anymore. Like, your privates become so...
I've seen tortoises having sex, and I imagine it's like that.
It's like using cling form, like from like
oh
seven
God.
Times. You know, it's like old pieces of lunch, and you're trying to just do it again. And it's just. Anyway, guys, I've got to go. Hopkins is showing his arsehole to the screen. He's
knocking
things
off
tables now.
Yeah, I agree. It's getting very messy. All right,
it's like a baboon
in
head point right now.
Cheers, Ben.
All right, guys,
we'll speak
have a great
to you later. Bye bye. There's Ben.
Ciao.
Pops in on a Friday, upsets the apple cart, and then leaves. We've got some interesting people joining us this morning. Still to come, we have, I don't know if you remember Jenna Berkowitz, who we had on the other day. She's a social media person. She's like a TikToker, and she does these videos, and she's growing her following, but she makes her mother a part of her stuff inadvertently. Her mother hates being in these videos. She doesn't understand social media, and we've managed to track down the mom. I'm going to ask her what it's like to have.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to have someone from, you know, her daughter's generation basically tormenting her and putting her on social media against her will. And just find out what that feels like for a mom, because she has no choice by the looks of things. She just gets pulled into these videos, and Jenna just makes her mom like a cameo appearance every couple of weeks on her social media. And she hates it. So we've got to ask her about that.
There's a mom and daughter duo in America, and I'm guessing they're middle America from their accents. But the same thing. This mom is very, very grumpy.
Yeah.
And her name is Kerry. I can't remember. I'll find it. But they've become so popular that now they're doing she's dragged her mom on this like road trip.
Oh my God.
Where they're doing and greet on the 10th of December.
Oh no, you see.
And like, it's the build up to that at the moment where they're getting face masks on and getting ready. But people have mugs and things and paraphernalia with the mom's face on it now.
Can you imagine?
It's unbelievable.
Just talking about the old age home. Oh, by the way, the other person joining us later is Rich Mulholland, who we haven't had on the show for a long time.
Nice.
Yeah, Rich has got a new... Where is it here? His new book. Here it is. This is Rich's new book. It's called Here Be Dragons. And he just released it recently, and we decided we'd find another excuse to talk to him. And he can tell us a little bit about his book. Interesting stuff. My grandpa, says Robin, drank cane and water with his girlfriend at the old age home, and they broke the bed. Good Lord. See? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you see that? That is scary. And then a lot of people talking about STDs are rife in old age homes. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. No.
Oh, no.
But it makes sense. I mean, if they're pumping each other left, right, and center like frogs, then good for them, man. What are we going to do? Stop her.
Vyasen is saying at the old age home, bring on the morphine and the Viagra. Can you imagine? Ugh.
Well, at least we've all got something to look forward to.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Got you. Give the show a like and a subscribe and all of that stuff.
Yes. Oh, no. Gareth,
give the show a like and subscribe and all the rest of it, please. Ruth just reminding us that we have to do that because otherwise I always forget and then we get into trouble. And, you know, they made this little graphic here where you have to like and subscribe. There it is in the corner and blah, blah, blah. So do all that shit, please, so that we don't have to keep asking you to do it. It's so annoying. And I don't want to be one of those YouTube people who does that. It's very irritating. My dad died at 76, says Gale Force. I had to go and pack up his stuff, and I found KY jelly in his drawer.
Oh, no. Well, that could... Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great. Also, you know, you're a crusty old man. You just stop caring. You're like, you go straight for the whatever the filthy, dirty fetishes are that you had when you were younger, but you just don't even bother to disguise it. You don't even put up any kind of... You're like, yeah, just, you know, choke me a little or whatever it is that they like. They just go straight for it, you know, because they go, what have they got to lose? These gross old men.
All the stuff your wife wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Now you might as well.
And you like, take it out on some
she's
poor,
dead now.
Take it out on the poor nurse who's there to change your sheets or your nappy or whatever it is.
You don't care about your search history anymore. You're like, God. You just Google, come on, tits.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Someone sent me a, it was obviously some kind of internet meme that was going around yesterday of like a professor who was sharing the app Blackboard with his students. You could see there were all these tabs in the back. Background. And one of the tabs was like busty college girls or something. Mm-mm. Yeah. On his search engine. Yes. For real.
No.
My grandpa had a thing for getting married, says Dude 69. This old geezer got married 5 times. I just thought he was an old horn dog. Well, yeah, he probably was. No.
No.
That's right. That is exactly right. Some old men take the blue pill not to roll off the bed. Oh, my God. That's funny. VB says, without KY jelly, an old age home will be a dust storm. And Tallulah Moon saying, ripe peaches taste the best.
Touche. Touche.
Right. Well, we've got George Meany, Rich Mulholland, Ilana, who's Jenna Berkovitz's mom, and a whole lot of other stuff for you. Let's do a couple of headlines quickly to see what's going on in the world. Where shall we begin? Let's start off with this story. Disney has appointed a woman as the chair for the first time in 98-year history. Do you care about this? Does it matter to you that someone of a specific sex is now in charge of the board of Disney? Does it matter? Do you care about this?
No, it's just a PR. It's an excuse for PR.
Right,
to
exactly.
Get you so going again in the headlines.
Shall we not fall for it? Because I'm not going to tell you that story. I don't actually give a shit what the gender of the person who runs Disney is. Disney's a really, really insidious company that's constantly trying to make vast amounts of money out of children. I don't care whether the person at the top of it is a man or a woman. They're probably not a nice person, and that's enough for me. So let's leave that alone, okay? That was easy. Jesus, I mean, it's a headline, though. It's a big news story all over the world. I mean, watch people. You see all these activists suddenly. They'll be going, oh, it's so great that Disney's finally appointed a woman, and it changes nothing.
You sound like Minnie Mouse, ironically.
That's exactly right. The woman at the top of Disney is Minnie Mouse. Well done, Leanne. You spotted it. Guess who's Spotify?
She has to wear the suit every day.
You know, people are sharing all their Spotify like charts, and we've come up on loads of people's. I shared a few of them yesterday. I didn't want to like drown everybody on Instagram out, but it was really great. Lots of our big fans sending me screenshots of their Spotify charts and how they've been loyal listeners all year. And thank you for that. That's fantastic. It's really, really cool. It's the reason we do this. But guess who the most streamed artist of last year was?
Drake.
No. Leanne, do you want to have a go?
Kanye.
No. Any guesses? Okay, I don't know if you're going to get this. Let me put up a picture of this person and let's see if that helps at all. Because I wouldn't be surprised if nobody gets this. I mean, I'm obviously so out of the loop. Do you know who this guy is? Because this is the most streamed artist of this year. And if you're not watching and you're listening, I'll try and describe him to you. He's got like terrible glasses on. He looks like someone whose parents took a lot of drugs when they were making him. And he's got very untidy, unkempt hair that's almost arranged like a tricorn hat on his head.
Gareth, you sound very old right now.
I know, but I mean, what else am I meant to say? I mean, would you describe him?
Who is
it? You try and describe that guy. His name is Bad Bunny.
He looks like, yeah, you know what he looks like? He looks like if Krusty the Clown was a trust fund kid.
Right.
You know? Like,
right. Bad Bunny. Like. So Bad Bunny has been named Spotify's most streamed artist of last year. He's 27 years old. He's been the host of big name artists, including the likes of Taylor Swift, BTS, and Drake, to the crown with more than 9 billion streams from last year. Looking ahead, he said, I hope 22 is going to be great. Yeah, it will be, he said. Apparently, the second...
I actually hate that I'm not in the loop anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I don't feel bad at all. The top five list was rounded out by Drake, whom Bulelo guessed in fourth, Justin Bieber in fifth. And then they've also got Taylor Swift in there and BTS. Mm-hmm. Is BTS that Korean band?
Yes.
The Korean boy band. Oh, yeah. You see now that I know nothing about. So I'm not even going to go down that road. Elsewhere, Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license has been named the most streamed song. Montero's Call Me By Your Name, Little Nas X, Stay By The Kid. Olivia's Good For You was the fourth most streamed song of the year ahead of Dua Lipa's Levitating. So I'm just, this is obviously where I separate out because I've always been more or less on a roll with the music. I could figure out what was going on. I was paying attention to what was new, what was cool, what was happening.
We were forced to.
Yes, but now I've fallen off, finally. I've fallen off the reserve.
You know, I don't mind that after decades of having to be in the loop.
Right.
It's kind of a relief not to, but I do kind of feel, I just get a bit scared by it. It's like when it's, so moms go through this phase. They go through this phase where if their kid is not a teenager yet, so somewhere between 0 and 12.
Yeah.
They're completely out of the loop.
Yeah.
Until their teenager brings them back into the loop. And I always feel like I'm going to be one of those moms that doesn't know what's going on. And I hate that.
But on this point, I think I'm going to have to start watching movies and stuff again because I work with, so in my team, there's on the MKT show, there's 25-year-olds, and they talk about movies and movie stars and a new Spider-Man coming out. And I just realized I'm starting to sound like my parents, and it's always been a nightmare to say, like, I don't want to be that person at 45 who, movies were better in my day. Like, what happened to real music? And then you start to sound like that, and who wants to be that person, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to start watching movies now. I'm going to go watch that car crash of a film that called The Eternals soon. I mean, it looks absolutely awful.
Apparently, it is such bullshit.
The trailer tells me everything I need to know, but it's got to be in the loop.
That's it. I think I would rather watch these things and be grumpy and old about them than not know about them at all and just be ignorant. I hate ignorance.
Yeah. That's me right now. I'm ignorant, right?
I'm not even going to try. I've moved to a stage in my life now where I'm not even going to try and watch your stupid movies or listen to like Lil Nas X. I could care less about
you're just Googling come on tits without any cares in the world.
Just KY jelly in your drawer. Just...
My son says Jim is 12. His world of media music is another planet. I force myself to keep up so I can try and relate.
Yeah, you have to. As a parent, I think you have to.
A lot of people commenting.
Can't just naysay everything.
A lot of people commenting on the dude who was the most streamed artist of 2021. Psilocybe saying, isn't that Elmo the puppet druggy cousin? Michael says, where was he brought up? Chernobyl? Tracy says, he's the bastard child of Lenny Kravitz at his worst and a woke Bond villain. Oh, people are creative. People are very creative this morning. What the shit is happening there with his entire head? It looks like a lawnmower drove over his head, says Nico.
His entire head.
And people are saying to me that Britney Spears is losing it. You know, we predicted this last week. We said now that she hasn't got a curator.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Yeah. People are sending me videos of Britney Spears losing her mind and doing stupid shit already. Well,
mute yourself.
No, I'm genuinely, Leanne, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm genuinely taken aback. I can't believe Britney with access to money.
All right.
Is a complete
I don't want to waste time talking about Britney. So we had Jenna Berkowitz on the other day, and she was terrific, and she was really, really funny. But she does this thing where she involves her mother in her social media videos and things. And her mom, I don't know if her mom even wants to be in these things. You know, we talk about how we're not keeping up with music or movies or any of that stuff. But, you know, it's another thing entirely where I don't know how many parents know about TikTok. And I don't know how maybe they should know about TikTok, but who am I to tell them what to do? Imagine being incorporated into, like, your daughter's stuff, whether you like it or not. I've seen a couple of these videos with Jenna's mom where she's like, driving somewhere, and then she'll just turn the camera on her mom. And this poor woman is like, what, you know, what's going on here? I'm trying to get on with my day. Why are you involving me in this nonsense? So watch this quickly and you get an idea of what I mean. And then we'll talk to Ilana.
Jen.
Hello, Ma.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. What you doing?
Just working, you know.
Okay, Mars. What's up?
Mom. I need you to do me a favor.
What favor?
I need you to go to the bottle store for me and get alcohol.
Are you mad? For what?
For me.
But for what?
For me. I'm just having a few friends, maybe.
To get what? Tell me what.
So I need 4 bottles of tequila and 2 bottles of vodka.
Are you mad, Jenna?
No.
Who's going to drink all that?
Me?
No. It's not going to happen. Sorry.
Okay, no, Mom, it is. But just listen, if you do go, I need you because there's different types of tequila. So I need you to buy
different types.
There's different types of tequila, but I need you to buy the one that's in a square. I need you to buy it's called Don Julio. It's the cheap. It's a tequila, but it's the cheapest one.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's cheap. It's the cheapest one.
For when?
Just whenever you go to the bottle store.
Are you serious now?
No, I mean dead serious, yeah. Does not mean that. I would go, but I'm working.
WhatsApp me the name of it.
Okay. And then the vodka, there's also different types of vodka, but you can get like the tall one. It's called Ciroc.
Okay, Okay, well, you're going to message me, so I know the names.
I'll send you pics.
How much are they?
I'm not sure. Very cheap.
Okay.
Okay,
but it will only be probably tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I love you.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. I mean, you know, Ilana.
I'm at the bottle.
Ilana, listen, I'm not going to carry on playing this, but poor you. So first of all, you don't know that she, because she didn't tell you she was going to record this, right? And then she's telling you the cheapest ones, but they're actually the most expensive ones. And you got there and you discovered these were the most expensive bottles of alcohol, and you're being made fun of in a TikTok video or whatever. You poor woman, I feel for you. I really do. You're trying your best.
Yes, well, morning, everybody.
Morning.
Lovely to be on the show.
Morning,
and yes, being Jenna's mom is challenging.
God.
You never know when she is filming you. You never know what she's posting on TikTok. And that was one of the days I was really, really busy. And she got me just as I was going into a meeting. And that's why I was like, when she goes, Ma, you know there's something that she wants. I'm like, yes, Jenna. You know, and then it's like, I'm having a party. Yes, Jenna. And really, honestly, I mean, you know, as a mom, you know, you want to do everything for your kids. But that was like, you know, going beyond. Anyway, you know, a couple of friends here and there. Yes, not a problem.
How much did she want you? How much did she want you to spend on alcohol that day?
Oh, she didn't say. I mean, there was no set price. It was like, I need four bottles of this, I need four bottles of that, and I'm writing this down, and I've got my book, and I don't want to, you know, obviously, I want to get what she wants. And I thought, okay, you know what, let me just go straight away. And off I went to Checkers with my book, and I'm like, good, you know, good afternoon, I need. And then when I realized what she wanted, that was like, no, 900 rand a bottle. I'm like, are you mad, Jenna?
What?
Yeah, not really. I mean, this was like something else. And then the other one, no, that's 800 rand a bottle. And she's posing herself. She is laughing her head off. And I'm standing there like a total idiot. You know, but that is Jenna for you. And that makes her so unique.
Oh,
and
God.
I get involved, you know, voluntarily. I mean, she literally involves me with everything when I don't even know she's filming.
Now, are you ever cross with her because she's put you on a video and you didn't know about it? Because sometimes she's making fun of you. Like she'll mock the way that you say a word, or, you know, she'll tease you for being like a typical Jewish mom. You know what I'm talking about?
Like what's up?
Yeah.
What's
as opposed
up?
To WhatsApp.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. And then, you know, I'm never cross with her. How can you be cross with Jenna? You know, you'll be sitting at a restaurant trying to have some time with your daughter. And then I'll be ordering a spice chai latte. And the next minute that will be on her Instagram or on her TikTok. And she's filming and I'm like, Jenna, what are you doing? And she goes, nothing.
Jesus.
So, yeah, you never know when she's doing things. So, yeah.
No. Hey, listen, I mean, as a mom these days, I suppose you just always have to be ready in case your daughter starts filming you or your son or whoever. You just never know when you're going to end up on the internet. And you got to be super careful.
You never know.
Because you think you're talking to your child, but you're actually talking to like thousands of people who you don't even know on the internet, right?
Exactly. And I mean, wherever we go, you know, there'll be someone that will just be filming and like looking at us. And I'm like, what are you looking at? And they're like, that is Jen Burks. That's Jen Babes. Is that the TikTok girl? And then the next minute, there'll be people filming. And I've got to share something with you. I was filling up my car and I went into the petrol station and I was just about to pay. And the next minute, I see these two young girls literally staring at me with their cameras. I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
Are
they mad as well? I'm like, what's going on? And the next minute, they come up to me and they're like, we want a selfie with you. You are Jenna Babes, Mom. We've seen you all over. I'm like, there we go.
Yeah,
so, yes, I never know where I am with you.
I mean, let's not just talk about how, you know, you and your daughter interact with each other. I believe you're actually a really good aqua class teacher as well. Dari, who works with us, told us this. Is that true? What else do you do?
That is true. Yes, I actually work for Virgin Active, and I teach aqua. And that's another thing. I was busy teaching, and the next minute these girls are swimming up to me, sort of, hello, how are you? Can we ask you a question? I'm like, yes, with pleasure. are you Jenna Burke's mom? Jenna Bates. I'm like, how do you know? Oh, we've seen you. We know your nails. Can we see your nails? They're all full of glitter because that's what Jenna posts.
Oh my God. And you're just trying to run.
You've raised a monster.
Yeah, you're trying to run your aqua class. Look at this. Unbelievable.
Exactly. I'm trying to work, Gareth, and there comes Jenna, you know. So yeah, it's always. But I must tell you, I'm really proud of her. I'm proud of both my kids, and it's just, you never know where you are with her, you know. So I mean, I even said to her at certain times, like, it's irresponsible, Jenna, what you're doing.
Exactly.
And she's like, no, it's not, Mom.
Do you feel like there's pressure? I mean, I don't know if you follow her on social media or not, because a lot of parents, like if my parents were on, and they're much older than you, but if my parents were on Facebook or on Instagram or anything, I would be so annoyed with them. I don't want them involved in any of that stuff because they wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't get the jokes. They wouldn't know what I was talking about. It would be very hard for me to explain it to them. And, you know, it's better that they're not on there, frankly. I mean, if I need to talk to them, I'll talk to them in person. And if they need to talk to me, they'll talk to me in person. Do you follow her? I mean, are you actually on all of these apps that you watch her videos and things? Do you know what's going on, or are you completely oblivious?
Oh, no, I'm absolutely involved. I'm 100%. I follow her exactly where she is. So I'm on all those social platforms, Facebook, the lot. So whenever there's a video, I get it. So I can see where I am. I mean, I didn't sign up for this, right? I didn't sign up for it. So, of course, I want to see what she's doing.
You know, there used to be a time where if we wanted to film someone for a TV show, you used to have to get them to sign a release. They'd have to sign a form that said they've given permission to appear in whatever it is that you
otherwise you'd have to blur them out.
Yeah. And
exactly.
And she doesn't ask
the
you that.
Act now, you know?
The poppy
exactly.
act.
She didn't ask my permission.
You should throw the poppy act in her face the next time she starts filming you and say to her, hey, let's look at this. You can't just put me on camera. Who the hell do you think you are? Unbelievable.
Exactly. Just posting to the whole world. I mean, I'm busy driving on a busy highway and there she's flicking my hair and putting all these, you know, things. And I'm like, no, Jenna.
How do your friends feel about this? Do they talk to you about it? Because obviously their children will be telling them as well.
They absolutely love her. Everybody who knows me all said, we saw your daughter. We saw your daughter. There'll be an engagement or wherever, whatever function it is, and we saw your daughter. So yes, it's all the time. So you can't hide it. Everybody knows her. Everybody follows her.
So CoolWater5 wants you to please say wah.
Wah.
There we go. All right, very nice. So she does call you her Joburg Jewish mom, and there is like an obviously hilarious stereotype going on here. But how do you feel when she teases you like this? Are you okay with that? Do you think it's hilarious too?
You know, I actually do. I'm a very cool mom, and I mean, I really do. I think, you know, she really started this kind of just, she was bored and, you know, it was lockdown and she just started it for fun. And look what's where she's become. You know, she's got like over 33,000 followers.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's amazing.
So, you know, it makes me feel proud. I mean, people think, how do you cope with it? Like, you know, you don't know what she's going to do. And you just go with the flow. And I think, you know, I am really, really proud of her. So, yeah, I just go with it, you know, whatever she does.
Has she ever made you really, really cross?
Yeah, she has. She definitely has. But then I get over it because, you know, Gareth, then she'll phone, she'll go, Mom, and you just, how can you stay cross with her? You know, she'll just burst out in this laugh that she has. And, you know, she lights a room wherever she goes. She's that kind of child. And you can't be cross with her.
No.
But, I mean, there has been times. And, you know, I'm like, Jenna, just phone me when you can speak properly. She's like, okay, Mom.
Have you worked out?
Like when my mom used to say to me, I do love you, but I don't like you right now.
Exactly.
Can you tell by her tone of voice whether she's taking the piss out of you or whether she's being serious? Are you sharp enough? Can you actually hear the difference in tone when you think she's setting you up for some kind of joke?
It's very, very hard because that's Jenna in her natural personality.
Yeah.
So when she calls with a normal call, like a normal mom and daughter call, you don't know. But then the next minute, I can there's posting. So, you know, or Instagram, and there she is. I mean, the other day we went to Eastgate having a cup of coffee, a normal cup of coffee. The next minute, I'm on my phone reading something that I needed to for work, and she's filming. And the next minute, there she is. So it's very hard to see with her because it's her natural personality.
Have you ever asked her to take something down because it was embarrassing, or it was something that you didn't want to interfere with work or something else? Is there ever anything that you've said to her, no, look, please delete that. That's not good.
No, I haven't. You know, she hasn't put anything that sort of, you know, that offends or whatever. And I think, you know, because people know her so well and they know me and that they always see, you know, you're featuring everything. There's been nothing like that.
I mean, in some way, that's a
good filter to have for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and it's a great,
it's admirable.
It's a compliment to your relationship with each other that you both are like the kind of people who would present yourselves to any stranger the same way that you present yourselves to each other. It's really nice, you know. It's honest.
You know, absolutely. And in fact, we're total opposites. You know, Jenna she's sophisticated. She's very, very. She's not like bling or anything. And I like come with the glitter nails. Like she says, "There's Christmas tree," talking about me. Yeah. And there's me. You know, and then she'll post us her lovely plain French nails, and there's Mom with the all art nails. So we're actually quite opposite, you know. Yeah. I love pink. She's not, you know, so we are quite different. But yeah, beautiful personality, and I just think, you know, she's loved by everybody.
Done.
She really is.
Listen, well done to both of you. And the fact that you neither of you really take yourselves too seriously is always a good lesson for the rest of us to remember. Because a lot of people think every time they're in front of a camera, they have to be some better version of themselves that they're not. I love it.
Exactly.
Ilana, it's so nice to meet you. And good luck with whatever.
So
good luck
much.
With whatever Jenna's going to do to you next. You never know.
I don't know what's going to happen after the show, Gareth. So, yeah, absolutely. But thank you very much. Lovely to meet everybody. And maybe the next time we can have Jenna on with me and then we'll see what happens then.
Oh, my God. No, I think we break the internet. All right. Thanks, Ilana. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, guys.
I love it. All right.
Oh, it's just times like these where I'm just like, thank goodness I didn't have children.
Imagine if you had children. I mean, like the things they would set you up to do would be hilarious. But it wouldn't be any worse than any of the stuff you've already done on the show. So,
exactly.
So actually.
But still.
You know.
Another one of me in the world. I don't know.
All right, it is 7 o'clock. When we come back, we've got lots more. We've got Rich Mulholland joining us. We're going to have George Meany a little bit later on. Bulelo and Leanna here, and we are going to look after you for this Friday morning. Stick around. Plenty more to come.
CliffCentral.com